This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Tuesday's Colorado Supreme Court decision to keep Donald Trump off of Colorado's ballot was not unanimous. The vote was 4-3. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the three dissenting justices opposed the ruling on three different grounds.
A main argument made in the dissent was that the state court doesn't have the jurisdiction to decide Section 3 claims of the 14th Amendment, which says people who engage in an insurrection or rebellion against the government cannot hold elected office again. Another concern was that disqualifying Trump from the ballot before he's been criminally convicted of anything would deny him due process. And one justice concluded there wasn't enough time for the court to decide such a subjective and consequential election case. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's more about the decision at CPR.org. During a busy holiday travel season, new train cars are finally arriving at Denver International Airport. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says that could mean passengers wait less.
Some have called it DIA's original sin. The only way to get to and from most of the airport's gates is on an underground train. Some of those train cars are nearly 30 years old, and when they break down, there's chaos. DIA ordered 26 new cars 5 years ago, and after a supply chain delay, the first is finally here. Airport officials say they're replacing the oldest cars and increasing the fleet size. That means trains could run more often. The full order should be delivered by next summer. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The district attorney's office in El Paso County has ruled an officer-involved shooting earlier this year was justified. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of Robert Wood pointing a loaded revolver at family members. He was injured exchanging gunfire with police. A relative said he was on meth at the time. This is CPR News and KRCC.